When it comes to the mitzvah of Maror, the Gemara in Pesachim lists different options that one is able to fulfill his obligation of Maror on Nel Seder. The Gemara says in Mishnah, ואלו ירקות שאדם יוצא בהם ידי חובת מרור, חזרת, עולשין, תמחה, הרחבינה, מרור. Question is, what are these items in English or modern translation? And the חזרת is the most understood out of all of them. That's what the Gemara calls hassa. Hassa is actually, in the modern language, lettuce, which really is the best of all the marors to have. Because the Achamim say that the earlier the maror is on the list, the more priority it has. And therefore, since Hazeret is written first, so the Gemara says mitzvah b'Hazeret. My Hazeret, the Gemara says Hasa. Hasa, shehasa kadosh baruch hu aleinu. That Hashem baruch hu had mercy on us. So therefore, technically, one can fulfill this obligation even with iceberg lettuce. Our custom is we use romaine, maybe because it's a little cleaner, but even iceberg lettuce, according to the halakha, would be permissible. Even though somebody might ask, but it's not bitter. The iceberg is sweet, we don't taste any bitterness. Maran and the Beit Yosef pointed that out. He says, our custom is to eat the hasa, even though there's no medidut in it. Could be, if you leave it in the ground for a little longer, it'll get bitter. We happen to take it early, and if it still has a sweetness. So the bitterness doesn't necessarily have to be tasted, so long as it's a type of vegetable that can become bitter as it grows. Some of the Ashkenazim have a custom to have what the Gemara calls, Mishnah calls Tamcha. Tamcha is the horseradish. And the Chrein, as they call it. And that is their Minhag. You can ask a question, why did they jump to Tamcha, which is number 3 on the list, and they didn't use the Hazeret, which is number 1 on the list? The simple reason, because it wasn't available in their countries. They weren't able to get it in the time of Pesach. The Hasa wasn't around in Poland or in Europe, whatever it was. So therefore they had to take what was available to them. And once they started getting used to having a tamcha, that became their minhag. Some also have the custom to have on the ke'ara ulshin. Ulshin would be endives. That's what the Rabbeinu Ari was mashma. That you have to put two different types of maror on the ke'ara itself. You would have in the center which we call the maror, which he would put endives, and on the bottom of that would be the hazeret, which would be the lettuce. And that's our custom as well. Technically, you can eat the romaine both for the maror and for the korech. You don't need to switch and eat different marors. The best one would be the romaine. Some have the custom during the korech, they throw in some endives also. The shi'ur of the maror is a kezayit. You're allowed to mix and match to get to the kezayit. So if you want to have a half a kezayit of hasa and a half a kezayit of endives, you yotze. Or the Ashkenazim, if the tamcha is very strong, they can take some lettuce and put it in the tamcha and be yotze with a shituf of both of them. But again, according to the halakha, one does not have to be concerned only that he uses one of these items that are on the list. And as I said, again, our custom is either the iceberg or the romaine. And one has to make sure also that it is cleaned properly. If one is using something that's not on the list, there are opinions that say, you can go to the store, let's say, and ask them, give me a bitter herb. But it's not on the list. The Rama holds, you can use any bitter herb. He learns that when the Mishnah said maror as one of them, maror means wild caught. Anything that's maror, it's mahluk how to learn that. And therefore, if you don't have these items and you're using stam, a bitter herb, that's not the traditional halakha, you could eat it. You shouldn't make the berakha of halakha maror because you have a sefek. You don't know if this is the this is the real one. It should be pointed out that today they do grow a lot of these marors hydroponically, where they're able to grow them in a way where there's no bugs. So Hamadiyah writes that that would be very good, where they grow them in sand, where they're able to keep them clean. Of course, otherwise one's doing mitzvah ba'avera. So that would be the main halakha. And then there's also some other halakhot that we have to discuss regarding the moisture of the maror, which we'll discuss in the upcoming halakha.